Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. Today's message is based on the last three verses of the New Testament lesson, 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 15 through 17. Trustworthy and deserving of complete acceptance is the declaration, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am foremost. But for this reason I experience mercy, in order that in me first, Christ Jesus might demonstrate the entire range of patience, to provide a prototype for those who believe in him and to eternal life. To the King of the ages, the immortal, invisible, only God, the honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Those are the words of Scripture. In Jesus' name, amen. In our daily activities as pastors, professors, students, and workers in the church, we are often so busy that we lose sight of the goal and purpose that God had in saving us. Our text will remind us of God's purpose and goal in bringing us to faith in Christ Jesus, so that as Christians we might trust him, worship him, and praise him. Through our very activities in the church, Satan would tempt us to think that we are somewhat better than the average sinner. After all, we have not committed the sins of which the dying thief on the cross was guilty. We have not betrayed Jesus as Peter did. And we even better than Paul, who was a persecutor of Christians. By his own admission, Paul refers to himself as the foremost, the chief of sinners, the first in line. Yet Paul wrote elsewhere under inspiration of the Holy Spirit and at the Spirit's direction, there is none righteous, no, not one. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. God would lead us to recognize, acknowledge, and remember that we are sinners by birth and by nature and by action. God would also lead us to believe and to trust that the declaration, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, was meant also for us, for you and for me. At times, we find that Satan judges up some past sin, some indiscretion, some unkind word or act. And he tempts us to think that God's mercy is not great enough, is not big enough to cover our transgressions. Our text reminds us that God's patience, his long-suffering, is inexhaustible. No sin is too great for God to forgive. The Lord who pardoned the dying thief and promised him a place with him in heaven. The Lord who forgave Mary Magdalene, who reinstated Peter, who announced forgiveness to Paul, has and will pardon and forgive us for Christ's sake. As Christians, we have experienced the comfort and peace that comes from the declaration, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. We shall attempt on our part to proclaim wherever we come this message to people everywhere, to people who also need the salvation and deliverance that God has provided in the death and resurrection of the God-man, Jesus Christ. The good news of the gospel, which has comforted and sustained us. Through his mercy, forgiveness, and love, God would empower us to join the same call of all the saints in willingly and joyfully praising him by saying, to the King of the ages, immortal, invisible, only God, the honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.